The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Achrei Mais Kedoshim. Dwell on some of the mitzvahs in the second seder, Parsha's Kedosh this evening. In Parsha's Kedoshim, Perek Yutes, Posuk Yud Zayin and Yud Ches, states, Leisisno esochicho bilvavecho. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. Heichiach tuichiach esamisecho. You shall rebuke him. Leisisno lo hate. But you shall not sin. What is the continuity of this posuk? Is Leisisno esochicho bilvavecho. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. Heichiach tuichiach esamisecho. If you see something wrong with your brother that you don't like, so rather than just to withhold the hatred within yourself, you should go tell him about it. You should go and rebuke him. If he did something wrong to you, or you see he's doing something that's not right, and for this you hate him, so there's a negative commandment that you shall not hate him in your heart. You shall not hold the hatred within yourself. But you should rebuke him. Tell him what's wrong. See if you can fix it up. This is whether it's in mili bein adam lechaveri, if it pertains to dealings and affairs between one man and his fellow man, or mili d'shmaya, if it pertains to something bein adam lamokim, between man and a kodesh baruch hu. But when you do this, you should not do it in a way that you're causing an avera. For example, Rashi says, "Lahalbin panei chaveri berabi." You shouldn't rebuke him publicly, because if you do, you'll embarrass him. And also, it's brought in the Peskim, the authorities, that even if you rebuke him privately, you should not be ma'aneh. You shall not cause him unnecessary tsar. You shall not do it in a way in which you hurt him. Then the Torah tells us, "Leisikim veleisitor es bnei amecha." You shall not take revenge against Bnei Amecho, the people of your nation. You shall love your fellow man. You shall love your friend like yourself. And Yashem, I'm the Lord your God. So there are several mitzvahs which are mentioned in these two psukim. First of all, the negative commandment, you're not allowed to hate a fellow Jew in your heart unless it's justified. Gemara brings there might be times when it's justified to hate someone, but it's also only after you rebuke him. But otherwise, normally, a Jew which is an upright Jew, not allowed to hate, and it's a negative commandment. If you do, you transgress a negative commandment. Now there's a positive commandment of rebuking your fellow man, that if you can tell him something for his own good, then there's a positive commandment to do so, but it must not be done in a way in which you will cause him an embarrassment or undue harm. Then there are negative commandments, leisikim veleisitor, that you shall not take revenge from a person. If a person does something wrong to you, now you want to revenge it, you transgress these averes. Rashi brings the Gemara even further, that if a person did something wrong to you, and now, even if you don't do something wrong to him, for example, if you once wanted to borrow something from someone and he refused, and now he comes to borrow something from you, even if you lend him, but if you still hold it against him, you bear a grudge, you say, yes, I'll lend it to you, but I'm not like you that didn't lend it to me when I asked for it. In other words, you bear a grudge, you'll also transgress these commandments. So, not to take revenge means if it's active or even if it's passive. If you bear a grudge, if you hold a grudge against him. These are negative commandments. And you shall love your fellow man like yourself. This is a positive commandment. So we're dealing here with several negative and positive commandments, which we will touch on basically two this evening. That of hatred, you shall not hate your brother, and that you should love your fellow man. We should be reminded that these are mitzvahs in the Torah, the same as any other mitzvahs in the Torah. These are not optional. Many people, for some reason, especially in our generation, think that when it comes to ceremonial mitzvahs, these are obligatory. And when it comes to these mitzvahs, these are optional. Not true. These are mitzvahs in the Torah like any other mitzvahs in the Torah. Just like we have a positive commandment of putting on tefillin every day, or a positive commandment of eating a kezayis, eating the olive size of matzah at the Seder night, so is there a positive commandment of the after the Achakumaycha, that you shall love your fellow man, or you shall rebuke him. Just like there are negative commandments of Shabbos, or there are negative commandments of Treifas and Avelas, of eating something which is not kosher, or Shatnes, or any other such mitzvahs, so are there negative commandments that you shall not hate your fellow man in your heart, or you should not revenge him. And there is no difference in the severity between one mitzvah and another in the Torah, unless it's specifically stated. And the general rule is just the opposite that most people think. The general rule, which is quoted by the Rambam many times, is Shezu mitzvah beinom l'chaveri, Shezu mitzvah beinom l'mamokum. That the mitzvahs which deal between man and his fellow man are more severe than the mitzvahs which deal between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unfortunately, this was something which was known in Torah communities, where Torah was learned, Torah was studied, and Torah was followed in practice. There were Talmidei Chachomim. This was something which was known. But unfortunately, after the great destruction of the great centers of Torah in Europe, doesn't seem to be known too well, this principle. The fact is that when I had the privilege to study in the Tel Yeshiva for 9 years, under such Gedali Israel that came from such centers of Torah, and there used to be a weekly Musar Shmuz, weekly discourse given by a Rosh Yeshiva on keeping mitzvahs. I can't remember during the 9 years I was there that any such discourse was given on the mitzvah of tefillin, or the mitzvah of matzah, or the mitzvah of kashrus. But all of the shmuzim, all of the discourses were given on mitzvahs such as these. So one shouldn't think that a good Jew is someone who can keep one side of the Torah, not the other. A good Jew is someone who keeps, or tries to keep all of the mitzvahs. Now, we mentioned that these mitzvahs are no different than any other mitzvahs in the Torah, unless expressly stated, actually, in the Teres Kahanim. The Teres Kahanim does tell us this, one of these mitzvahs is different. The Teres Kahanim and Rashi brings part of it. It states, V'yavta l'reacha kameicha, that you should love your fellow man like yourself. Rabbi Kiva Eimer Zeh Klal Gadol B'Teira. This mitzvah is different, because this mitzvah represents the greatest principle in the entire Torah. This is what Rabbi Kiva says. Not that this is a lesser degree than any other mitzvah, not that this is an equal degree, but Zeh Klal Gadol B'Teira. This mitzvah represents the greatest principle of the entire Torah, that we are obligated to love our fellow Jew. Unless there's a very justified reason why one can say that the mitzvah does not apply. The Teres Kahanim continues, Benazai Yemer, Zeh Sefer Toldus Odom Zeh Klal Gadol Mizeh. Benazai says something which is a little difficult to understand. he disagrees with the Rebbe Akiva, and he says that that it states in the Torah in Parshas Bereishis, Sefer told us all of these are the generations of man who was created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then it starts to say, to show how man multiplied. The first man multiplied. He said that's a greater principle. At any rate, the Rebbe Akiva holds this mitzvah. This is the greatest all-encompassing mitzvah of the Torah. We have a Gemara which is similar to what Rabbi Kiva says. And this is by someone else who was very great. Rabbi Kiva was from the greatest of the Tanoim, but this was said by someone who lived before Rabbi Kiva, who was a great Hillel. In the Gemara in Perek Bame Marlikin, Daf Lamed Aleph, Gemara Masechta Shabbos. Shuv Maisa Benochri Echod. A non-Jew, a Gentile, came lifnei Shammai, came to the great Shammai. Omalei Geirani Amanash Telamdeni Kolatei Rekula. He said that I want to become a Jew, and I want you to convert me on the condition that you will teach me the entire Torah while I stand on one foot. He had a stick, a ruler, in his hand, and he chased him out of the Beis HaMikdash with the ruler. How do you expect me to teach you the entire Torah while you're standing on one foot? So he went to Hillel, a colleague of Shammai. Hillel was one of the greatest rabbis of the Mishnah that we had. Guided. He accepted him and he converted him. When it came time now to teach him the entire Torah while he's standing on one foot, what is hated to you, do not do to your fellow man. This is the entire Torah. The rest of the Torah is perushahu. It's only the commentary to that principle. What is hated to you, do not do to your fellow man. If you don't like something, then don't do it. This is the Zu Kol HaTeira Kula Hillel told him. This is the entire Torah. The rest is Perushahu, is just a commentary to that mitzvah. Zil Gimor, now go learn the commentary. This is what Hillel told him. So this is very close to what Rabbi Kiva is saying. But Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah, this is the great principle of the Torah. The Rambam explains this mitzvah in Perek Vov. It's a command on every person to love every other Jew like he loves himself. States that you shall love your fellow man like yourself. Now, what is the practical application of this? Therefore, you always have to speak goodly of him. You should always speak charitable of him. Praise him. You should take good care of his money. If for some reason you have dealings with him, or you are using, or you are conducting, administering his money, you must then you must care for his money just like you care for your own. If you take better care of your money than you do of his, then you transgress this mitzvah, because you're not loving your fellow man like you would do, love yourself. And you must seek his honor just as you would seek your own honor. Whatever honor you want for yourself, that you must seek for him also. And someone who goes to the extreme, where not only does not seek the honor of his fellow Jew, but he takes joy from the downfall of his fellow Jew, that's a person like that loses his portion in the world to come. That's how serious that avera is. So this is what the Rambam brings. The chinuch in mitzvah reish men yimul brings what the Rambam says, and he elaborates, but he adds a few words. He says, "Le'ol kol echad v'yisrael avas nefesh." We are commanded to love every other Jew avas nefesh, which means a love of the soul. Then he says, "Klaim shenach mal al Yisrael v'almenena." We should take care of his money and so forth and so on. So it seems that it would seem that he's adding. It's not enough merely to conduct yourself in a manner in which you seek his welfare as much as you would seek your own. But actually you're obligated to have a love for him, to have a liking and a love for him as much as possible as you would for yourself. And then he brings someone who's not nizer b'mamon chaver l'shomrei, someone who's not careful in the money of his friend, and certainly if he damages it, or someone who causes anguish to someone else, bitul esei se. So he has transgressed this mitzvah's esei. The Torah also states, leisisno esochicho bilvavecho, which seems to be the canvas. That's a negative commandment. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. The Gemara in Masechta Erechin and after Zayin Amud Beis. Mendel, could you open the door a bit? I think it's too stuffy. And after Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara says, you shall not hate your brother in your heart. Does this mean that you shall not strike him, or you shall not slap him, or you shall not curse him? It states in your heart. The Torah here is referring to a hatred which is held in one's heart. So the Gemara says, you shall not hate your fellow man in your heart. Does this mean that you shall not strike him? You shall not curse him? No, because it says you shall not hate him in your heart. Sina shebeleiv akosav medaber. Only a hatred which is withheld. Now what does this mean? Now there are two ways to learn. From Rashi and from the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam brings this halacha, right? With the other one, from the Rambam and from the Kesef Mishnah and the Rambam and from Rashi, it seems that they're speaking as follows. That if you strike a fellow, or if you curse a fellow, but you don't hate him, then you wouldn't transgress the mitzvah of Leisisno es achicho bilvavecho. You wouldn't transgress the mitzvah that you should not hate him. You did avera, because it's an avera to strike a person, it's an avera to curse a person. But the mitzvah, this mitzvah, that you shall not hate him, this you will not transgress. But if you struck him with hatred, or if you cursed him with hatred, then you would transgress also this mitzvah. That's how it seems from Rashi and the Kesef of Mishnah. The Chofetz Chaim Zochein Vrocha, in his Minyan HaMitzvahs, to his psicho of the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, in Mitzvahs Leisa says Zayin, he brings explicitly from the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. That's Mitzvahs Leisa says Shin Beis. Well, the Rambam learns differently. If you strike a person with hatred, or if you curse a person with hatred, you will not transgress the mitzvah of Leisisna. You will not transgress the mitzvah that you shall not hate a person. You'll transgress other mitzvahs, but not this mitzvah. Why? Because this mitzvah is only when you withhold the hatred to yourself. But if you show him the hatred, then you don't transgress it. That's what the Gemara means. Leisisna es ochicho bilvavecho, you shall not hate him in his heart, in your heart. If you show him the hatred, then you do not transgress this mitzvah. What's the difference? Because a hatred which is withheld in one's heart sometimes is more dangerous to the other person than a hatred which is shown. Because if the other person knows you hate him, then he can be careful. He can be careful that you shouldn't do any harm to him. If he doesn't know you hate him, this means you're echad b'lev echad b'peh. In your heart you hate him, but otherwise you talk nicely to him. This is a greater potential danger than someone who hates you openly. So this mitzvah explicitly came to forbid that you should hate another person in your heart without letting him know. That's what the Gemara means. Leisisna esochicho bilvavecho, you shall not hate your fellow man in your heart. Yocho yakeno or yikaleleno. What happens if you hit him or you curse him? Would you also transgress this mitzvah? Talmud Lema, no. Because it states bilvavecho sinu shebaleim. We're speaking only of hatred in one's heart. So we have two interpretations. But according to the first interpretation, you shall not hate your fellow man in your heart. And even if it's revealed to him, if you do something to him without hatred, then you won't transgress. But if you do something to him with hatred, you will transgress. But then the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs learns differently. That only when you withhold the hatred from him, then you will transgress. But if he knows you hate him, then you will not transgress his mitzvah. And this is what the Rambam therefore means when he writes in here in Hilchos Deos Perek Vov Aloche Hey, Kol Aseine Echod Mi Yisrael Belibe. Anyone who hates a Jew in his heart, Eve Beleisase, he transgresses a negative commandment. Shinema Leisisno Esochicho Belvavecho, you shall not hate your brother in your heart. There's no corporal punishment from Bezdin on this negative commandment because it's without an act. The Torah has only forbade us on hatred in one's heart. But if you strike your friend, or you curse him, even though you have no permission, because there are other negative commandments referring to that, but you do not transgress this mitzvah. The Chofetz Chaim writes something interesting if he's there, currently. He says, therefore, if a person speaks Lashon Hara against his fellow man, he will transgress Leisisna Esochicho Bilvavecho. Very likely he'll transgress this negative commandment. Because when you speak Lashon Hara against another person, many times it's with hatred. You're saying something against the other person and you're hating them. And even though the hatred is becoming revealed, but it's not becoming revealed to the person you hate, because you're keeping it from him. Because generally when you speak Lashon Hara, you're speaking it behind his back, like the Torah says, Maki Yisra'eu B'Seser. That's when you strike someone behind his back. So even though you're revealing Reuven is speaking to Shimon about Levi, even though Reuven is revealing to Shimon his hatred for Levi, but he's not revealing it to Levi. And any time you have hatred for someone, we're speaking where it's an unjustified hatred. You have an unjustified hatred for someone, and you do not let him know about it, that's a great danger to him. because he has no way of protecting himself. Therefore, the Chofetz Chaim holds that when you speak Lashon Hara, amongst the many negative commandments you transgress, he counts there 70 negative commandments, it will be this one of Leisisno Eschave, Eschochicho Bilalavecho, you shall not hate your fellow man in your heart. Then he also writes, and this he writes in his mitzvah essays, Mitzvah's essay base, that one of the positive commandments, he lists 14 positive commandments that you transgress. One of the positive commandments when you speak Lashon Hara will be the positive commandment of the after the Achakamecha. Because if the mitzvah is like to love your fellow man like you love yourself, so certainly nobody wants people to speak badly about him, even if it's true. If a person has something to be ashamed of, he doesn't go around telling people about it. He tries to conceal it. So if it is true, if it's a lie, then certainly then it's outright lies and slanders. But if it is true that Levi has something to be ashamed about, so the mitzvah ve'after re'ach kumecho means that just like you have something to be ashamed about, you'll try with all of your power to conceal it, then you must try with all of your power to conceal that what Levi has what to be ashamed about. Now, here you go spreading it to other people. There cannot be something more contrary to the after Re'ach HaKameicha than that. And certainly, what the Rambam writes, he says that in the mitzvah means Lochais al Kfeidei, Ki Kfeid Atzmai. You should be careful of his honor just like your own honor. Well, here you're going and you're spreading bizarre, you're spreading disgrace about him. You're disgracing him. So therefore he says that both of these mitzvahs that we're speaking about tonight, of the after and leishisno, in many, many cases you'll transgress, a person will transgress when he speaks Lashon Hara. So from here we can see, now these are just two of the mitzvahs. Mentioned, he counts 17 negative commandments and 14 positive commandments. But from here we can see the great Aveir of Lashon Hara, where the mitzvah of the after Re'ach HaKameicha, that Rebbe Kiva said, Zeh Klal Godel B'Teira, this is the greatest concept in the Torah. And Hillel said, Zu Kol HaTeira Kula, this is the entire Torah. Idoch Perushahu, everything else, the whole rest of Shas is just a commentary to this mitzvah. So from here we can see the tremendous gravity in Lashon Hara. Try to understand a little more as to why the Torah commanded us that we should not hate our fellow Jew and we should love him so much. The Maral brings in the Siv Avas Reo, in the Siv Zeilon. Firstly, he brings from a posuk in Mishle, from Shlema HaMelech, from King Solomon, Mishle Chof Zayin, Teiv Shochin Korev Me'ach Rochek. A neighbor that is close to you, not really physically close to you, but a neighbor that's emotionally close to you is better than a brother who's far from you. A friend that's close to you, Teiv Shochein Korev Me'ach Rochek, is better than a brother who's estranged from you. Naturally, the best thing is a brother that's close to you. But if it's a choice between a brother who's estranged to you, a relative, speaks of a brother because that's from the closest relatives. If it's a choice between a relative who's estranged from you and a neighbor, a friend who's very close to you, Shlema HaMelech said, the friend is better. This is what King Solomon said in his wisdom. So the Maral says, we have two Gedorim. See, we have two concepts. One is that of an achva. We have one concept of a relative and one of a rea, the concept of a friend. Now again, the best thing is a relative that's a friend. Then you have both concepts in one. But each concept by themselves are independent one of another, and each one is different. Achva, relative, relation is one thing, and friendship, reus, that's another thing. It's interesting that in the Sheva brochas that we make for a chosen and kala, so we mispano that there should be both amongst Klal Yisrael, amongst the chosen and kala, there should be both achva and reus, the closeness of relationship and the closeness of friendship. But each one is entirely a different concept. Now, if we place one against the other, then the concept of friendship is greater. He says for two reasons. Anytime you have someone who comes from far and someone who comes from close, the one that comes from far shows greater strength and greater desire and greater ambition and greater emotion. For example, if you give a shir, so someone who lives close by comes and someone who comes far away. So the one that deserves more credit is the one that comes from far away. It shows greater ambition and greater drive and greater motivation. And the Gemara says, the Gemara Masechta Brochot, and that Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara says, "B'mokim shebalei tshuva emdim, tzadikim gemurim meni yochein lamed." That if you have a person who's a tzaddik, he's a righteous person, but he's a bal tshuva. At one time he wasn't a righteous person, but now he is. And you have another person who was always a righteous person. So Rabbi Yochanan says that the Baal Tshuva is greater. He's greater. Why? Because this one came Mikorev and this one came Mirochek. One was close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he came closer. The other was very far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he came closer. So that shows that there was more effort and more of a burning desire. And he learns from a pasuk in Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu Nun Zayin, it states, Shalom, Shalom, Lerochek Ulekorv. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Shalom, Shalom, he greets the Rochek, the one who is coming from far, and the one who's coming from close. Who did he greet first? First he greeted the one that came from far, and then he greets the one that comes from close. It shows that he extends his Birchas HaShalom first to the ones who come from far. If you're greeting people in your home, or you make a chasn, you're greeting people, so first you must greet those that came from far. Because it took greater effort and greater drive for them to come than the ones who were close. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu first greets the tzaddikim who were balei tshuva. Then he greets the tzaddikim gemurim, those who were tzaddikim all the time. So we see it's a mile, and we see that it's an extra level for someone who comes close from far than who comes close from close. A brother, he's comes close from close. He's close to you to begin with. While a stranger is not close to you to begin with. So therefore, the fact that a stranger is such a good friend of yours, that's a greater level than a brother. That's one reason why Teiv Shochet Korev Miach Rochik. A second reason he gives is because the brother is your brother and not because of anything he did. The brother is your brother because of your father. He's a brother only in Tolodom. Through birth he became your brother. So he didn't do anything to become his brother. So it doesn't show any level in him. It was a level that he was born this way. But a stranger, that's a good friend. So he wasn't born. This is not because he was born your friend. This is what he did. So therefore the mila of reus, the level of friendship, one must take very seriously. The level of friendship is a greater level than the level of relationships. This is what Shlomo HaMelech said. Naturally, the best thing is where a relative is a friend also. Then you'll have both milas, you'll have both levels. But if you have a relative that's not a friend, and if you have a friend that's a friend, then that's a greater level. So one must take friendship, reus, very seriously. Then the Maral continues to say that we are commanded to love members of Klal Yisrael for two reasons. First of all, their relations of ours. Because all of Klal Yisrael came from one person. They're all achim. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael. We're all brothers. We all came from Yaakov Avinu. So that itself is mechayev. That itself demands that we should love every member of Klal Yisrael just like one brother. It's purely rational that one brother must love another brother. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael. These are the brothers of Klal Yisrael. They came from all from one person, from Yaakov Avinu. It goes further than that also. We're all brothers because we came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he goes further to say that anyone who loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves his handiworks. If you love someone, you love what he does. If you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you love his handiwork. So anyone who has an avas Hashem, a love for Hashem, then he has an avas abrius. He loves the creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone who has sinas Hashem, abrius, someone who hates fellow man, he says a bal machlekes, someone who's always getting in fights and disputes and quarrels, and he hates other people, he says you should know then that's he lacks an avas Hashem. He does not love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He hates HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you cannot love Hashem without having admiration and love for His creations. So therefore, one reason why it's incumbent upon us to love a fellow Jew is because he's an ach. He's a brother. He's a brother both because we're all from Yaakov Avinu and also because we're from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And encompassed in this love for a brother, it's from the fact that we come from the same father. And if we do not show love for this, this shows there's something wrong at the source in our love for the father. That's one reason. A second reason, he says, why it's incumbent upon Klal Yisrael to love each other is because why do two friends love each other? Because they're close together. What creates friendship? What creates friendship is two people coming close together. They are similar to each other. They have something in common with each other. And they're very close. This creates the friendship, the reus, the love between two people. He says every Jew is very close to another Jew. Why? Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it states that Naso Odom, I will make man in my tzelem, in my image. The image that he gave to manhood differs between the nations. The greatest level, the greatest gift that he gave to manhood was his tzelem, his image. But this image is not the same all throughout the world. He gave a part of his image to all of man. But to Israel, he gave a far extra level of Tzelem Elokim. It's like the states in the Mishnah Novus. Chiba Yisera. He showed a special love to Israel, that he made them B'Tzelem Elokim in his image. And since every Jew shares that Tzelem, that image from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they should feel. This creates a common participation. This creates a bond of partnership. This makes them similar and close to each other. Therefore, this demands friendship and love. So therefore, there are two reasons why we are demanded to love a fellow man of Israel. Firstly, he's an ach, he's a brother. And secondly, he's a reah. He's close to us because we're sharing in the same garment. We're sharing the same tzelem, the same image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you notice, in both psukim, it states both things. It says, Leisisno esochicho b'lvavecha. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. There it refers to Israel as a brother. And it states, V'yafto le'acho k'meicho. You shall love your friend as yourself. There it states the level of friend, of friendship. Reus v'achvo. To understand a bit of what Rabbi Akiva is saying and what Hillel is saying. Now this is very deep. But to understand a bit of this, it says as follows. The ultimate of perfection in man is to perfect this Tzelem Elokim, this image which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to man. That's the ultimate. In other words, the ultimate of man is to be an Odom, a man. And a man means man in his perfection. That was the Tzelem, that was the image which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave from himself to the first man. There's a Gemara that says, Atem kruim odom, v'lei ha'umis kruim odom. Klal Yisrael, the perfection of manhood, the greatest of that perfection Yisrael can reach. This is the ultimate of the entire Torah. All of the mitzvahs come in order that man can reach that ultimate and perfect himself. And that image is spiritual, but it's not only spiritual. We've mentioned this before from the Maral. It's physical also. We shouldn't think that this, the anatomy of man, is something which is merely a physical necessity. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that physical anatomy a soul. But the anatomy itself has a spiritual concept and flavor in it. What's the proof? The proof is because the Gemara says, Reish Mem Ches Mitzvahs Esreis. There are 248 positive commandments. Why are there 248 positive commandments? Because the physical anatomy of man is broken into 248 different organs and limbs. And then there's the two opinions in the Gemara on Shasash, Shin Samachay, 365 negative commandments. Why are there 365? There are two opinions. According to one opinion, because there are 365 days in the orbit of the moon. According to another opinion, because there are 365 tendons. Meaning, tendons in the body. So what do we see? We see that the build of the body was made in relation to the mitzvahs of the Torah. If the physical makeup of man was merely physical and nothing to do with the spiritual world, except it became a house, a home for a soul, so then why was it made up in this order? But we see that there's a directly correlated the anatomy of the body to the mitzvahs of the Torah. Because even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave his image to man, it affected the physical creation of man also. Now the ultimate is the perfection of this image. The love between man and his fellow man can reach a perfection only because they both share in the Tzelem Elokim, because they have this common identity. Because you are created in his image and I am created in his image, we share his image. This brings the oneness between man and his fellow Jew. If a person does not have Torah and does not have the Tzelem Elokim, then he's far from his fellow man. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva said, "Zeklal Mudu, to love your fellow man." This is the great principle in the Torah, because this can be brought about only through sharing the Tzelem Elokim. Hated to you, don't do to someone else. Learn to love your fellow man. Zekol HaTorah Kula. This is the entire Torah. V'idoch Perushahu. The rest is commentary. To come close to your fellow man means to share the Tzelem Elokim, the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with. And this is the ultimate and the direction of the entire Torah. The rest is Perushahu. The rest is just commentary how to reach it. Like each mitzvah perfects a different organ or a different limb of the body. Zil Gemor. Go learn. This we have somewhat of a concept. We have somewhat of an understanding in this. This brings to memory what they bring in the name of the Rambam. The Rambam, the Gemara, always referred to a Talmud Chochem as a Chover. Gemara uses that expression. A Talmud Chochem is a Chover. Many times in the Shas. So they ask the question, why did the Gemara refer to a Talmud Chochem, to a Torah scholar, as a Chover? A Chover means a friend. Anyone can be a friend. So the Rambam says, because their friendships are the greatest friendships. True friendship can come through only levels in Torah. Someone who is a Talmud Chochem, and he has levels in Torah, and especially someone that you learn Torah with, this creates the greatest bond of friendship. So the meaning will be, because the Torah perfects the Tzelem Elokim, it perfects the image of man. And if you're learning Torah with someone, now you're sharing that image with him. And this binds one to another. Therefore, there is the V'ahavta le'racha kamocha. Now the converse to this will be shinas chinam, unjustified hatred. If Klal Yisrael is to be one, because first of all, they're achenu kol be'yisish Yisrael, they're brothers. They're brothers by birth. And secondly, because they share a common identity. So if Klal Yisrael is to be one, so what will be if there's, you know, there's hatred between man and his fellow man? This will totally devastate this oneness. And this we have literally thousands of chazals which speak of the great Aveda, sin of hatred, or of machlekes, of quarrel, of dispute, of dissension, of division, and so forth and so on. Unfortunately, that we see so much in our generation. But he quotes one Gemara, which the Gemara tells us on Shabbos, Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, Ovid Sinas Chinam, through the Avera of an unjustified hatred, Meriva Rabba Beseich, Meriva Rova Beseich, Beisish L'Odom. Quarrels will break out into his own home. The Ishtai Ma'pelis Nefolim, Chalila, heaven forbid, causes his wife to miscarry, to lose children, and even causes death to young children. This is what the Gemara tells us. So the Maral interprets this very simply. A person's household, the ma'is is what's me'achid the people. The house is what creates it, what we call today the family unit. People are individuals. When they get married, they have children, and they live in one house, this takes from individuals and creates one, a family unit, a unit. So what unifies the individuals? The bais, the house. This we have in many places. That's why the wife is called the akeres habayis, the foundation of the house, because she unifies. That's why Rochel was called Akeres HaBayis. She was the main wife of Yaakov Avinu. And from Yaakov came Klal Yisrael, the 12 Shvatim. So therefore she unified them. Now just like the house unifies a few individuals, all of Israel also is unified. Because we all came from Yaakov Avinu and from Rochel, and because we all share a common identity. If there's unity in all of Israel, then there'll be unity in a person's house. If there is division in Israel, and especially if you cause division in Israel, then this division will reach your house. Therefore, the Ogen Sinas Chinam, from the Aveira of hatred between one Jew and another, if you hate another Jew, that's not justified. You are breaking the unity of the house of Yaakov Avinu. Then this will come back to you and in your house. Your house will be broken. And all of these Averas, all of these punishments, all of these tragedies come from broken homes. It states, Machlekes will come in your house. There'll be machlekes in your house. You're causing machlekes, you're causing dissension in the house of Yaakov Avinu. So there'll be dissension in your house. Because your home is only a telod, it's only a growth from the home of Yaakov Avinu. It's all part of us. You'll be causing dissension in your house. This will reach your wife, because your wife is the foundation of the home. And this will reach the small children. It says, Bonim ubones ktanim. Bonav ubenesav mesim shem ktanim. Small children. Why small children? Because all the children already are not unified by the house anymore. The child is older, he goes out and builds his own home. But the small children that are unified by the home, this will affect them. Now, this is something which is tremendously profound. That since we are all part of the home of Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov and Rochel, if we will do something to destroy the unity of that home, then it will have to also destroy, heaven forbid, the unity of our home. Because our homes are just an offshoot of that home. This is something very profound, because today we live in a time when perhaps there is more disunity amongst Klal Yisrael than ever before. It's hard to say than ever before, because we cannot testify to that. We don't know what was before. But it certainly is in the running for first place. A good contest it certainly would be. Unfortunately, tragically. See, tragically. There's natural reasons for this. Because the destruction of the Second World War, so Jews from all over the world, the remnants were picked up and all dropped in one place, or two places. Those are some of the reasons, but whatever it is, the fact is, we are more disunified many, many times in history. At the same time, we have another phenomenon. We live in an era today of broken homes. Everybody's alarmed with all of the tragedies of a broken home and everything that a broken home brings. It's actually what the Maharal is saying. It's explicit Gemara. That through the Avera of creating this unity in Klal Yisrael, one, heaven forbid, will bring destruction and disunity to his own home and everything which is an outgrowth of a broken home. And then one final point. When it comes to loving your fellow man and not hating him, and we said because of Tzelem Elokim, Maharal always writes that the image which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael, that image beside which man was physically made for that image, but that image was this light, he says, which came down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rested on man, this radiance, and this radiance comes from the world to come, from Eilam HaBo. He says, this is something which consistently demands covet. The reason why we're obligated to honor our fellow man is because of the Tzelem Elokim, because he carries the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is something which demands covet, which demands honor. And therefore, the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chof Ches, the Gemara states, Chof Ches Amud Beis, Tonar Abonim, Kishachol Reb Lezer, when Reb Lezer was sick, the great Reb Lezer was sick, Niknusu Talmidim Levakrei, the Talmidim came in to visit him. Omru Lei Rebbe, they said, Rebbe, Lamdeni Orchus Chaim, Niskim Bohem Lechai Lamador, teach us the ways of life, teach us what we should do on this world in order that we should be Zeche to the world to come. They saw that the great Rebbe was leaving the world, so they wanted a last minute inspiration from him. So he told them three things. The first thing he told them was, Izaru bikfeit chavereichem. Be careful when it comes to the honoring of your fellow man. Then you'll be zeicher to the world to come. Now that's the mitzvah we have to re'achakameichem. Because the Rambam says, you shall love your fellow man like yourself. What does that mean? Loch usal kfeidei. You should be careful of his honor just like you be careful of your own honor. You want a seat up front, you got to make sure that your friend also has a seat up front. You want that you should get recognition, you must make sure that he has recognition. You want to be treated in a dignified manner, you must treat him in a dignified manner. You want to Eilam HaBo, the world to come, he asked them. Then the first thing you must do is Yizaru b'chveid chavreichem. He didn't tell them about matzah. How big the matzah should be, how small the matzah should be. He didn't tell them about kashrus. He says, Yizaru b'chveid chavreichem, that's the first thing. Honor your fellow man. This business that we worry about the details of others and at the same time go around insulting everyone else, that's not what Blazer told them. And the Maharal says, why? Because man carries the Tzelem Elokim. He carries the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that radiance, that comes from the next world. And that demands honor. If you'll honor it, then you'll share it. if you'll share it, then you'll have world to come, because that comes from world, that comes from the world to come. That's part of it. Then you'll possess it. If you don't honor it, then you'll lose your world. And that's what the Rambam brings. I'm a chabid. I'm his chabid. Beklein chaveirei. Someone who rejoices in the downfall of his fellow, in the disgrace of his fellow man. Heiluk leilam abo. He loses his portion of the world to come. Or that's what it states. Hamal bin espenei chaveirei barabi. Heiluk leilam abo. If you disgrace your fellow man to the point where his face turns white. Now, why does his face turn white? Because you have destroyed that image. Because that image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that brings radiance to a man's face. That's that aura, that radiance. And we see when a man dies, if a person was ever present, when a person died, it's phenomenal that in an instant a person turns as pale as a ghost. Because the minute he dies, the tzelem departs. And the tzelem takes its radiance and its light. If you disgrace a person to the point where he turns white, Maral says what you're doing is you're killing the tzelem. You're killing that image. You didn't kill it completely, but you killed it momentarily. Therefore the Gemara says, Amal bin panei chaveira barabim, if you disgrace your fellow man publicly, to the point where he turns white, kinu shefek domin, it's as if you killed him, ve'en lechelet leilam abo. And since you went and destroyed the image which comes from the world to come, you lose your portion. You want world to come, then izar b'chveit chavrecha. Then when you talk to a man, you have to talk to him with honor. When you deal with a fellow Jew, you have to deal with him with honor. Then you'll have world to come. This is what the great Reb Lezer told his Talmidim before he died. And then the Gemara tells us, also something very, very extraordinary. More in Gittin that nun zayin amit beis tanya omer v'lezer bor eka megdele kechel shal gushim. So from here we have to be careful never to shame a person. That's the contrary to the v'after reyacha kamecha. That's the other extreme. Never shame a person. Share isaya kodesh borchu es bar kamso v'hechri v'es beisei v'soref es eicholei. The Gemara brings that Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash during the second Beis HaMikdash, during the time of the Romans. He wanted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash because the Jews have destroyed it themselves. They went with their Averis and they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, the soul of the Beis HaMikdash. So Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy it, but still he was looking, he was waiting for an act to precipitate it. He would not have destroyed it without an act by Klal Yisrael to precipitate the destruction. So the Gemara says, what was the act that precipitated it, that finally precipitated the destruction? So it brings a story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. It was a big banquet. It was a wedding or a banquet. And there were two Jews in Yerushalayim. One was Kamsa and one was Bar Kamsa. So this person was a good friend of Kamsa, but he was an enemy of Bar Kamsa. When he was sending out his invitations, a tragic error took place. Instead of inviting Kamsa, he invited Bar Kamsa. When Bar Kamsa came to the banquet, and the Balabos saw that his enemy was coming to his banquet, to his simcha, and he's ruining the whole simcha for him, he says, no, I'm going to tell him to leave. To make a long story short, the Gemara goes into detail, but we don't have time. The end was, he threw him out. He had him removed. He says, no, you must leave. So from there, Bar Kamsa started to hate him, and he went to the Romans, This was the act, the Gemara says, which precipitated the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the total destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Golus Yisrael, which was still in. So the Gemara says, Bor A, come and see Kama Kosho, Kama Gdela Kecheshul Busha, what it means to shame another man. Share Isaiah Koresh Borchu is Bar Kamsa. Koresh Borchu took Bar Kamsa's side. Bar Kamsa's act of revenge was successful. Vehechri was Beisei Vesorev Eseichole. He destroyed his Beis HaMikdash, destroyed his sanctuary, which was precipitated by the disgracing of Bar Kamsa. And the Maral says, because the man has the Tzelem Elokim, has the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the man is like the Beis HaMikdash of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he was disgraced, this was destroyed. And therefore, from there evolved the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And finally, the Gemara in Meit Kotten, Daftesam at Beis, Rav Shimon Bar Chalafto, Ifta Minei Derabo. Rav Shimon Bar Chalafto was going away from Rabba. Omalei lebrei. So he said to his son, Zil gabei dilevorechacho. Go to him, since he's leaving, and ask him for a brocha. Great Talmud Chacham was going away. So he told his son, go to him before he leaves and get a brocha from him. It's something great to receive a brocha from a great person. So he went to him and he said, give me a brocha. So he said, Yeirava delei tevayish velei tizbayish. Let it be the will of the Almighty that you will not shame other people and you will not be put to shame. When he came back to his father asked him, what kind of brocha did he give you? He says, he told me just words. I thought he'd give me a brocha to become a great Talmud Chacham. I thought he'd give me a brocha that I should learn through Shas. But at least he should give me a brocha that I should become a rich man. He told me just words. His father said, what did he tell you? He said that I shouldn't become ashamed, and I shouldn't shame other people, and I shouldn't become ashamed. Milsa bi'almud omale. Omale, so the father told the son, no. Berachacho birchoso debarchinu kuchibichel Israel. He gave you the brocha, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Israel. As it states in the posuk, v'yachalto ochol v'savoa v'yilaltem Hashem Hashem alekecho v'yidatim ki bekerv Yisrael ani Hashem alekecho v'ein oid lo yavushu ami lo yavushu ami le'elo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Klal Yisrael. He gave them a brocha that my nation shall never become ashamed. So what does this mean? He thought that when it comes to becoming ashamed or causing shame to other people, he thought that's a milsa d'zutrasi. This is a small thing. So what's he giving me a brocha that I should shame other people, I shouldn't become ashamed? There was better things he could give me a brocha. That's what he thought. Father answered him, no. That's the greatest brocha. We see that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave brochas to Klal Yisrael, he ended by saying, let my nation never be disgraced. Let them never be ashamed. Because when you're dealing with the shame of another person, the disgracefulness of another person, you're dealing with his honor. And his honor, that's dealing with the Tzelem Elokim, with the image of Hashem. This was the greatest brocha he could give you. That you shall always have honor. You shall never have disgrace. You shall always cause honor to other people, honor other people, and never disgrace them. Now this is all encompassed in the after Reach Kanecha. The Rambam says, to honor a person, physically to do for him what you would like physically done to yourself, and to honor a person as you would like done to yourself. And this is what the Bekiva said, Zeh Klal Godel B'Torah, and this is what Hillel said, Zeh Kol HaTorah Kula. This is the entire Torah. Learn how to love your fellow man. This is called Aterikula. This is the entire Torah. Idoch Perusha. The rest of the entire Shas is how to come to love to your fellow man. Zil Gemara. So he told the person, now I taught you the entire Torah. Now the rest is for you to study. So these are the mitzvahs of V'yachta D'reyacha Kamocha and Leisisna Esochicha B'nvalecha. If you should not hate your fellow man in your heart, they should not be treated lightly. We should be Zeichel also to this Brocha that we shall Yevoshu Ami Le'ilam, that we shall never cause shame to others, and we ourselves will never be shamed.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.